Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Dr. Eric Karlstrom. That's K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. He is an emeritus professor of geography from the California State University at Stanislaus. His websites, the ones we're talking about today, are 911nwo.com and naturalclimatechange.org. And you were talking about how they metallicize the air with the spraying. And I think that we've all, if we're looking up, which a lot of people simply don't look up, if we're looking up, we can see the crisscrossing of the chemtrails. Some people like to call them contrails. Whatever it is, they're spraying something up there. And they're creating a pattern, and you can see it kind of spread out. And I posted a website in the chat room about the what they're spraying and how they're doing it, and some of the what it looks like. It's metallic, as you said. And then with HARP or with the other facilities that they have built throughout the country, they can manipulate frequencies and weather patterns and push drought where they want to have drought. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes, absolutely. You know, just a little more climatology here for you. The guiding mechanism, the leads the path of what we call the extratropical cyclones, which are these counterclockwise moving huge systems that go across the Midwest of the United States. You would know them very well, because that's what you get in Chicago. You know, the warm front and then the cold front sector of the extratropical cyclone. These things move from west to east, and they follow kind of a looping pattern, and the guiding mechanism for that is called the polar front jet stream. The jet stream is a tube of high winds, you know, 100 to 200 miles per hour, near the top of the troposphere, you know, 6 or 7 miles up. Well, they can bump the jet stream, you know, put it where they want. Under natural conditions, you know, the jet stream will set up in a certain configuration for a couple of months. And so, you know, California won't get any rain, but B.C. will get a lot, you know, because the jet stream's going over B.C. But then under natural conditions, you know, in the next, you know, next 2 or 3 months, it'll reverse itself, and then California gets some rain, et cetera. Well, with HARP, they can put that jet stream where they want, which means they can decide which areas get the moisture and which areas don't. They can also use these blocking highs and other things like that to push the vapor rivers that are about 1 or 1.5, 2 miles up with a lot of water vapor, a tremendous amount of moisture. And they can make it torrentially rain in a certain place, or they can make sure it doesn't rain in other places. So there's just a lot of ways that they can you know, create floods and droughts and that sort of thing.
Disastrous. Now, I talk with my brother every Saturday, and he lives out west. And we don't hear about all of the fires. We don't hear about any of the places, the communities being evacuated because of fire. We never hear anything about that. But while California seems to be burning up, as well as places in Oregon and Washington, the rest of the country seems to be... We're having hurricanes and all kinds of floods and earthquakes, and it's pretty bad. And when you consider that California grows a third of the produce that we eat, that's very important to recognize.
Yeah, you can cripple a nation with this with these technologies.
Sure.
Very true. So moving along, I've gotten some of these this information from looking at a whole series of YouTubes. In the last week, and like I say, I've been working on gang stalking and other issues, so the trail's a little cold for me. I was working on this when I retired in 2011, and now I'm working on it again. But so I'm doing my best to try to see what makes sense from the point of view of somebody who actually taught climatology. Many of the people who are doing the YouTubes don't have that background, so I have to be kind of a filter. But some of so I'll give it my best shot. Some of the people making these YouTubes talk about microwave transmitters from satellites that can be used to superheat certain areas of the storm and also to create massive amounts of water vapor, depending on where it's directed. The next one is it's called Wet Surface Air Cooler, WSAC. Now, this is how they would make the hurricanes on land. You know, you're cut off from the ocean now, but they have apparently 62,500 of these wet surface air coolers that are ground-based, water vapor-producing energy plants around the world now. And some of them, based on recent patents, are actually energy sources, nuclear fusion as well as fission. And what they do is they do what the ocean does. They heat liquid water and produce water vapor. So now you have a source on land. So now you can make these huge Joplin-type F5 tornadoes just by turning on your water vapor machine there. You create your own cumulonimbus clouds. You create your own tornadoes. So what happens is they jet this water vapor to the sky, creates a cloud that blocks the sunlight and reduces the surface temperatures. And these were evidently used, based on the YouTube images that I saw, to augment Hurricane Harvey on land, were evidently used to create the Joplin F5 tornado of May 22nd, 2011. Now, there are also some 7,000 electrical power plants over the continental U.S. that also add millions of gallons of water vapor to the atmosphere. Well, of course, the Navy or the Air Force or whoever's working on this stuff knows where these are and knows how to capture and utilize that water vapor to create clouds and then storms, et cetera. The next one, they also have water-based water vapor generators, sea-based, called SBX-1 platforms that can be towed around on barges. So they can create enormous amounts of water vapor artificially over the Gulf of Mexico or wherever they want to intensify hurricanes. So if you want to juice up a hurricane, you put all this extra water vapor that's, man-created with the machines, and so that's how you would juice up the hurricane. Now
you mentioned the Navy, and is this organization so compartmentalized that people aren't aware of exactly what it is they're doing or what the consequences of their actions are?
You're not talking to the right person on that. I think probably that's the case. The Navy was one of the investors with the Air Force and DARPA in HAARP, and then it was turned over to some private companies.
Okay, privatization. Okay.
Yeah, so it gets privatized, so the military.
Okay,
will get
so
it going
then they don't have anything more. That's like some of the psych drugs and some of the drugs that were created by publicly funded colleges, and then they get turned over to private corporations to make the profit. I get it. Okay. So things have been privatized.
Yeah. In that sense, they're hand in glove.
The taxpayer pays for their own destruction.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the gang stalking, with all the private contractors that are doing it. They're usually headed by ex-CIA, ex-FBI, ex-NSA, personnel. So what happens is the government gives a pretty good pension, so they can check out at the age of 42. Or 45, and then they can have a second career and make two, three, four times more money with the private sector. So anyway, it's a great scam for those guys. But then, of course, they're targeting their fellow citizens, which is another issue. Another one of these technologies that's being used is Bill Gates funded Silver Lining projects. Now, again, a lot of this comes under the heading of quote-unquote solar radiation management. In other words, they take this preposterous hypothesis that humans are wrecking the climate with our driving our cars and we're causing catastrophic man-caused global warming,
right,
which is false. It's been cooling since 1998. But this is assumed in all their documents that they have to counter this man-caused global warming. So they're going to do it with what they call solar radiation management, which means blocking sunshine, which means putting up more clouds, especially clouds with a high reflectivity or very white clouds that have a high albedo. So this silver lining project that Bill Gates is funding is, again, a water vapor generating machine on ships. They spray seawater into the skies, into the atmosphere, and, of course, that puts out more water vapor, which, again, is going to create the cloud droplets, and it produces lots of little salt particles. Okay, the importance of the salt particles and the soot and the smoke from the fires is that these form little tiny particles in the atmosphere around which water vapor condenses to form the water droplet. So that's what the principle of cloud seeding. You put these little particles in the atmosphere, these condensation nuclei, and then you're going to get more rain droplets. So this silver lining project puts not only water vapor, but also the little salt particles, which are that actually attract water. They're hygroscopic nuclei. And so this makes then supposedly a very white artificial cloud layer, which increases the reflectivity, you know, of sunshine, goes back out to space, and it cools the planet. Well, now think about it. What they're really doing is cooling the planet with these clouds. And so the people, they're really playing with the weather system with unintended consequences to be certain, you know. But so anyway, this is another one of the many technologies funded by a private guy, Bill Gates. Then, of course, there's the massive chemical aerial spraying that was visible over Hurricane Irma in the satellite imagery. You could also see harp waves over in Hurricane Irma. And, of course, they're spraying the barium and aluminum oxides, which allows the clouds to be steered from ground-based Doppler, NEXRAD stations, HARP, and the SBX platforms out in the sea, all of which are really NEXRAD radar systems. Again, the zapping and the spraying are used in combination to steer the systems. And then there's, again, massive traditional cloud seeding, you know, with things like silver iodide over the targeted areas. And this we saw prior to Hurricane Harvey. So they're putting all these, you know, little condensation nuclei all over the sky to prep the area for this the hurricane, which is about to be built. And if you actually look at the footage of the Hurricane Harvey going across, going north from the Yucatan Peninsula, where it was really dissipated, and then watch this big mess of clouds go straight north towards the coast of Texas, it doesn't look like a hurricane until it hits the coast. It's just a bunch of amorphous clouds, you know. So they're working on it the whole time. They're creating this this hurricane as it goes up the Gulf over this warm water body. Another one, again, high-altitude jets also are thought to be able to be used to manipulate hurricanes. You've got air-based, land-based, sea-based directed energy, you know, that can be applied. Then you mentioned the forest fires. A number of people online mentioned that as well, saying these are unusually widespread right now and have been during the last month. Not only in America, but around the world. And all of this, again, adds more aerosols, the little condensation nuclei, the smoke, the soot, the dust, the particulates that, again, provide the condensation nuclei around which the water vapor can condense. So it could be that these fires then were also deliberately manufactured. There's other forms of directed energy, such as space-based and air-based lasers, with tremendous power that can manipulate weather by, again, zapping aerosol nanoparticles in the atmosphere. And now, supposedly, these land-based lasers have a capability of going up to 500 trillion watts in power and can be used to be trained on a very small area at the same time to create nuclear fusion, which is the process that occurs on the inside of the sun, and that's what fuels our sun, is nuclear fusion. So, and then a couple more here. A space-based power system for altering weather. There's a patent for that. Within the last 10 years. So basically, you set up a series of mirrors in the up in space, and then reflects the sunlight, and then to a certain point where it's converted to radio frequencies. The radio frequency makes a tracking beam that can be directed down to Earth to amplify and steer the hurricanes. So the radio frequency energy converts the absorbed energy to thermal energy, heat, and then, of course, that juices up the hurricane, makes the air rise, etc. The absorbing elements for this energy are aluminum oxide, again, and plastic. So this is a patent that was put out with Solarin Corporation, again, led by various ex-CIA and military guys. That's the way it works. And then finally, the last one is just like what the Royal Air Force used over Germany in World War II, chaff, where military planes can spray this chaff, just plastic-coated aluminum particles that are cut to one quarter the wavelength of radar into the atmosphere, and that it confuses radar equipment. So with those 13, and I'm sure there's more, like I say, I've been a little cold on this subject, but with those 13, you can see how hurricanes can be manufactured, augmented, steered, stalled, et cetera, to become weather warfare.
Now, while you've been talking, I've been listening, but I've also been thinking about how corporations actually benefit, but also how politicians benefit. For instance, the Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund, which they created, they were supposed to raise, they wanted to raise $50 million to build a hospital in Haiti, which never actually happened. And they set up these 501(c) corporations, nonprofit organizations, and raise all this money, and nothing ever gets built with the money that they've raised. And I think, why doesn't somebody, well, with a 501(c), you're really not obligated to divulge what you've done with the money, apparently. But it seems kind of crazy because George W. Bush and Bill Clinton have always been at, well, supposedly at odds. Yet it seems like whenever something happens where there's something terrible happens in the world, that these two guys are good buddies, and they get together and they're hugging each other, playing golf and all this other stuff, and they're raising money. And what happens to the money? Well, it probably goes right into their pockets.
Yeah, you know, and apparently the same thing happened with the Christmas tsunami over in Indonesia back in 2004.
Right.
That they were the ones who, you know, who set up the relief organization and collected all the billions, $14 billion, and then probably pocketed a very, very large chunk of that. And some of the YouTubes I've been watching suggest that they may have actually scripted that particular event as well. Now, I don't know about that, but...
Well, they knew it was... the government knew it was coming, but they didn't even warn anybody
right.
about it.
Right.
The Indonesians were the only. Okay, the animals in Indonesia knew about it. They all fled to the high ground. But yeah, boy,
yeah, this is again
these
perfect
people
example
are really
of
devils
of disaster capitalism because you know the. You know, the poor shanty huts and homes that were on the beach were removed by the flooding, the tsunami, and then the developers could go in and turn that low return beautiful landscape into a high return beautiful landscape. You know,
so which will never again experience a tsunami. Do you ever notice that after something has happened, you get rid of all the poor people, then you can turn the the rich people can come in and build these high rises and swimming pools and resorts and whatever else they do, gambling dens or whatever, and they never experience a tsunami again. Huh, isn't that a kind of a coincidence?
Well, especially if they're controlling the weather. I mean, they decide who gets targeted. You know, they're not going to target themselves. Yeah. So, it's a different world now. I don't think that the weather is in collapse, but I do think that the Air Force is, you know, does own the weather. I mean, just like that document of 1996 says, they want to own the weather by 2025. I think they pretty much own it now.
They sure do. Okay, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. We're talking about weather weaponization, weather warfare. The websites that you'll want to visit are 911nwo.com. and naturalclimatechange.org. We're talking about the tsunami that hit in December 26, 2004. A quarter of a million people died. And yet the Navy had a base at Diego Garcia. And they knew, because of the technology that they had, that there was going to be a tsunami. And yet they failed to warn anybody, which is pretty bad. Pretty bad. And then Katrina, same thing. Although they did certainly, they had a warning. But when you talk about killing people and that they could have been warned and they didn't, and people knew but didn't say anything, that's pretty tragic.
Yeah, you know, I guess this is kind of a continuation of, you know, the old colonial empire strategy, which is to destroy a country and then rebuild it and make money in the process. You know, I mean, this is what's been happening, so, you know, when the British, took down South Africa in the Boer Wars in 1904. I mean, this is basically the template. Let's destroy a country, and then we'll get our guys to rebuild it. And, of course, Iraq and, you know, Afghanistan, I mean, this is the template. You know, you destroy a country, and then you send in your corporate allies to make a fortune rebuilding it. So now it can be done with this plausible deniability. Hey, we didn't do it. It was nature. It can be done secretly, and it can be done without warning. It can be done immediately. These are weapons that were directed energy weapons. This top secret stuff, you know, for the last 50, 60 years, now being rolled out. I think we saw it on 9/11, you know, with directed energy weapons bringing down the Twin Towers.
You also had a hurricane there. You had a storm, Aaron.
That's right.
And nobody talked about it.
Let's talk about that. Well, you know, Dr. Judy Wood, who I find very credible because she has a PhD in optical interferometry physics and materials engineering is what she taught. And she analyzed over 10,000 high-quality photos of, Twin Towers area. She, of course, got a lot of satellite photos. And as she's looking at these satellite images and, you know, watching this strange dust actually waft upwards into the atmosphere rather than going down, giving her to believe that, you know, directed energy weapons caused molecular dissociation to the steel and the concrete and the glass and everything else just about. As she's looking at these images, she sees this gigantic Category 4 hurricane 90 miles off the coast of Manhattan that the press didn't say a word about. Hurricane Aaron. Not a word. she has a very interesting speculation. You know, I mean, the amount of energy generated by a hurricane is phenomenal. It's like one good-sized hurricane puts out enough energy to fuel the United States for 6 months. I mean, that's how much energy is involved. And so she says it's quite possible that a hurricane is much like a Tesla coil itself, and somehow or another, advanced physicists, you know, with SAIC or the Navy or whatever, were able to tap into that energy and then direct the energy from the Brookhaven National Lab, which is actually fairly close to the Twin Towers, and then that would have sent the interfering wavelengths of energy, microwave and something else, to interfere in a kind of a zone that corresponds to the Twin Towers. And they would have come down at the speed of gravity.
They didn't come down.
Well, that's right. It looked like they came down, but actually they just, as Judy Wood says, they went away.
If they had collapsed, it would have destroyed the bathtub in which they were created. Because remember how careful, how careful they had to be with their big machinery when they were cleaning up. So we got to be careful we don't hurt the bathtub.
Right, because the Hudson River's right there. And you could flood the whole complex, you know, if that's damaged. So some very high-tech stuff. Dr. Judy Wood said it wasn't a new Pearl Harbor, it was a new Hiroshima. A new weapon system was demonstrated to the world, intelligence agencies would have figured out.
We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Deanna, and we're talking about 9/11, talking about the hurricane that was never mentioned. So it's all very interesting. We're talking in the chat room about the things that are important. The what, when, who, where, how, and why. And those questions certainly need to be answered.
Yeah, I think we have I have a pretty good idea of the what, when, who, how, and why of 9/11 now on my website. This is 16 years later. But of course the media has, and of course the government and the media has shut down the investigation. Never have we had a trial.
They didn't have one.
Never had an investigation, a criminal investigation. Of course, it's an ongoing crime because the cover-up is ongoing. But we, you know, thanks to dual Israeli-American citizen Michael Chertoff, who was, you know, second in command at the Department of Justice under John Ashcroft, he was the guy who was supposed to prosecute the crime of 9/11. He didn't do it. In fact, what he did was he got rid of all the evidence, and he let some 200 Israeli suspects go, including the five dancing Israelis that the FBI had collared as being active in the operation, perhaps. He let them go back to Israel without questioning. So, and interestingly enough, he's the one who then went on to head the Department of Homeland Security. And after he did that, he went on to become head of the Chertoff Group, which is now making a fortune doing the phony war on
radiation,
terrorism.
Radiation booths at the airports.
Is that what he's doing? Yeah, you know, so he's a perfect example of this revolving door between business and government. But, Hurricane Aaron took a right turn right after the operation was, right after the towers came down, and it went, took a 90-degree turn to the right and went right out to the Atlantic there. Not to be heard from or seen again, although it was never really heard from or seen at all except for Dr. Judy Wood. She kind of discovered that Category 4 hurricane. A really remarkable story of the cover-up of 9/11. And, you know, I very much put this these crimes together, the weather warfare, 9/11, because weather warfare is terrorism against the domestic population. We have to be careful not to fear-monger, but there is a lot of fear that's involved around this, so we have to try to get the facts.
Yeah. Of course. All righty, we do have a caller. Let's take John in California. John, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Deanna and Dr. Carlstrom. This is a very very good show you got today, Deanna, like many of the others, and I was really interested in some of Dr. Carlstrom's remarks, especially his latest discussion of the title of Dr. Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go? Have either of you seen any kind of an accounting in the form of a ledger? You know, when the buildings were the Twin Towers were first put up, there were certain supposedly identical towers. The roof lines were slightly different. I'm not going to go into all that, but the certainly there's a certain number of vertical columns, horizontal beams, you know, in 110 stories, and as far as what was left over when the a lot of the metal evaporated, and so is there some way of quantifying that? I know that there was an effort made by the government authorities to remove the metal as fast, put it in a special site, and then ship it to China or Asia somewhere.
That's what they said.
Yes,
but.
Is there any way of quantifying that? In other words, to know.
But the debris pile didn't match what would have fallen if it were a controlled demolition.
110 story, right? I'm aware of that. In fact, I'm an electrical engineer by degree and license, and I was a member of the American Society for Civil Engineers back in 2000 and 2001. Went to some of their meetings hoping someday someone might throw me a bone and a civil engineer might hire an electrical engineer to do some work on some building or something. But I went to their meetings, and there was a group that went out there right after the 9/11 event happened in November. I think they got back in December, and then we had a meeting in a restaurant in Fontana, just a suburb east of Rancho Cucamonga, and they... They said the striking thing that hit everyone first is that the debris pile was much smaller than they had expected. It was just a tangled mess of bent and partially there columns and beams, and I don't know how big it was, maybe 30 or 40 feet high or something like that.
But you know, we're really talking about weather warfare here. If you have a question pertaining to that topic, I think that would make more sense here. You know, the people have been talking about 9/11 ad nauseum, and that's really
okay.
Not our topic today.
Yeah. Okay, I just thought one of your websites is 911nwo.com,
right.
And you were talking how the buildings didn't collapse, they just evaporated. So that's why I'm posing the question, that's all.
Yeah, I think evaporated is not the right term. But yeah, it's a very complicated new physics. I think... we're in an era of new physics having to do with these directed energy weapons technology.
Molecular dissociation, I believe, was the term, right?
Yeah, that's the term that she has used, and I've used it,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, again, the military may be 50, 100 years ahead of us. So I watched the 9/11 movement more or less fracture and fall apart over some of these technical discussions.
Right.
And what I tended not to... get too excited about it because I know that the military is so far ahead. But I do think Dr. Judy Wood did a good job. I think the answer to your question is probably in her book. Yeah, that would be the best answer that I can think of.
I don't think so.
Well, if I don't know where you'd find it.
Okay. Well, as far as the way you said it, let me just finish by saying this. Not all of it was subject to molecular dissociation. There were some pieces on the ground, so some of the building fell.
Sure.
By gravity.
Paper.
Okay.
Things
okay.
Like
that's
that.
All I was getting at. And I was just trying to get it, if you'd ever seen anything that represented exactly what fraction that was, something in writing, but I'm gathering there probably is nothing, or you've never heard anyone with such a ledger. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
And
that,
we've
that's
also,
the basis.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, John. And
okay, thank
I guess
you.
We got into yes, thank you for your call. We got into this because we were talking about the hurricane, which we were talking about directed energy, which the hurricane seemed to play that role on 9/11.
Yeah, that's the speculation that Dr. Judy Wood makes, and it's very interesting speculation. Certainly, I don't have the ability to prove or disprove that, but a very interesting idea, you know.
It is. Definitely is. All righty. We have another caller. Russ?
The weather in Minnesota last few weeks has been gorgeous. I'm trying to figure out who should I thank, the CIA or Masons or who? I know they're controlling the weather.
The weather here's been gorgeous too,
planet.
But it doesn't mean that the weather in Texas is gorgeous. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know who to thank either. You know, we have this mix now of man-made and natural. Very difficult maybe to sort out exactly the percentage of influence from each, you know. I certainly can't do it, maybe there's some statistics guys out there who are getting onto that. I don't know.
Sure. Well, in the talk that was given by the head of the CIA to the Council on Foreign Relations, he said that some areas will benefit while other areas will be devastated. So I suppose that's probably the best answer, that they're not going to destroy the entire country. After all, that's not their focus. I think probably too that they're more interested in high profit areas, which are along the coast where the water is. I think that's what they're interested in, and the same thing with Haiti and Indonesia. You see, these places are you don't find a lot of people clamoring to come to Chicago or to Minneapolis to see the sights. They want to go to Florida. They want to go to Galveston. They want to go to the islands. They want to go to places where they can lay in the sun, and in Mexico or wherever. Who knows why they make these decisions, right?
Oh, yeah. If there is ever any kind of disproof for the notion that global warming is bad, I mean, look what people do when they retire. They go to the warm places because they're much more comfortable there. So, yeah, basically warming is to be preferred than cooling in terms of the human anatomy. Yeah. But, according to Dr. John Coleman, who wrote the book about the Tavistock Institute of Human Affairs, and he's a ex-MI6 with a PhD in political science, says that, you know, Tavistock has been committed to the cyclical collapse of the United States, since World War II. And kind of a death of a thousand cuts, you know. And this was a pretty big cut, Harvey, maybe up to $180 billion worth of damage. And who knows how many people killed, you know. So it seems to be a pattern of recurring contrived disasters.
Yes. Yep. Contrived for sure. All right, let's take Dave in Louisiana.
Hi there.
Dave. Hi.
Hi. I was on to ask your guest. Is he familiar with Dr. James McCanney?
No, I'm not.
Well, he was he's a guest, a regular guest on John Moore's show. He's another announcer. On Republic.
Host.
Anyway, yeah, thank you. And he was on a couple of weeks ago, and he's a physicist. I don't recall his background, but he worked with the government at one time. And he also was saying that these storms were manipulated, and he said he actually worked on the projects designing the laser weapons. But one thing he said that was the first time I ever heard this, and I was I heard you give an explanation about how the hurricanes were formed and where they got the energy from, and that's the same. That's what I was taught, you know. He claimed that's not the way that that they're formed. They don't get the energy from the water. And he went through it. I mean, I was like, really? I mean, I can't even repeat it. But his method was it's all electrical energy, that's how they can use these lasers to manipulate it. You could pull that John Moore show up, and if you're interested, I tried finding it before I got on the air, but I couldn't pin down the right exact date. But it's very interesting what he was saying, he was just saying that the storms were not caused by hot water, which is what I always thought they were. Storms, which are caused by. But anyway, just wanted to put that. If you heard that, what you had to say about it.
Okay, well, I guess I'm giving the traditional explanation. I don't know what what his would be, but certainly latent heat of condensation, is traditionally thought to be, causing the instability and the convection and the upward lift and the energy that would fuel it. And of course, now they've got these on land vapor generating machines. Well, that all they're doing is mimicking nature. You know, I mean, that's exactly what nature does. Apparently now humans can do the same thing to juice up the hurricane on land as well as over the sea.
I think your statement you made a few minutes ago about the military being, 100 years ahead of us, 50 years of light years, is very true, and I'm sure they have stuff in that we can only dream about,
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's too bad one of those guys won't come on the show.
Sure.
Exactly.
And of course, they're in charge of the patent company. And I have done stories in the past where an individual has created a wonderful idea and submits for a patent on that idea. And the patent is actually stolen. They reject the patent. And a little while later, the corporations get a hold of it. And then they make all the money and forget the guy that created the idea. Okay, well, thanks, Dave.
Hey, that's one of the stories I heard about Einstein. You know, he worked in the patent office, and there's a lot of stories about him.
Einstein? No, I don't think he worked in the patent.
Oh, he did.
No. Anyway, I did a story about it, but we're talking about Herbert Hoover and some of his buddies. You have to. He was Secretary of Commerce, and a lot of really bad things happened under his jurisdiction when he was Secretary of Commerce, which I've written about in one of my books. Anyway, thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Rob in Illinois. Rob.
Good afternoon. Good to hear from you again, Mr. Carlson.
Hello.
I catch you on other programs, TFR, talking about gang stalking and all that other stuff. So it's good to hear from you. I appreciate your thoughts on the weather warfare. And James McCanney, he's outspoken about this, and he's on several networks. You can catch him on the various independent networks. And it's, you know, for your own research, you know, it's good to look, hear other people's perspectives, and I'm sure you do, Dr. Judy Wood and James Perloff and so on for your other subjects. Yes, Einstein did work in the patent office, and that's one of the jokes. How did a guy who worked in a patent office become this genius that we knew only by a Zionist rising? I like that you guys talked about the hard part here is...
Rob, do you want to hang on over the break? We'll be back in 3 minutes. Be right back.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Rob in Illinois. Einstein never worked at the patent office in the United States. He worked at the patent office in Bern, Switzerland. He applied for a patent for a refrigerator in the United States, and that's the only association he ever had with the patent office here in this country. And as I said, you'd have to look under Secretary of State Herbert Hoover for a lot of the shenanigans that occurred in the patent office during his administration there. Okay, Rob. Your question to Dr. Carlstrom.
Very good. Well, it's more or less reinforcing the point that you both are making. You know, all these hurricanes, I stand on the fence about, you know, conspiracy theorists, we're kooks when we talk about they're manipulating the weather, they're modifying it, they're creating this. We stand on that threshold there, and it's hard to get over it. But for a fact, the fact that it has happened, Puerto Rico literally leveled, not a tree, not a cement. These light poles were in cement, concrete walls. Everything was just leveled. I mean, these people were in dire straits over there. I mean, that's how powerful and how precise it was. And then they knocked out Barbuda, you know, 90% of what Barbuda was all knocked out. And these are, and then you got Florida, Houston, Texas. These are all tropical type paradises. And as you guys have suggested for these other places, that they wipe out the pole folk and then they start redistricting and reorganizing and then redeveloping these lands and, you know, social engineering, basically.
Yes.
So this is it's a big deal. And the biggest problem we have right now is that obviously the 24-hour event cycle of the mainstream isn't going to talk about it. But right now, even on independent media, Florida is no longer talked about. Texas is no longer talked about. Puerto Rico is barely being talked about. It's already disappearing. It's already, like, in our face, and it's gone because we got the next thing. People are already talking about tax reform, whatever that is, you know. But these people are in dire straits, and as that Sam Hancock video is just gut-wrenching. And there's other videos out there, too, like the homeless guy sitting outside of in Texas, and he says, I'm not going in a shelter. They're killing people in there. I'm sure you guys have seen that one. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So there's a lot of bad things happening. They're happening right under our noses.
You're right.
And, you know, we don't, you know, you stand for nothing, you fall for anything, and, you know, they're hanging us one by one at this point. So I don't know, folks. We need to all do something to get together and figure this out because it's not going in our favor whatsoever. We can prep all day long, but they got the might. They have the, as you suggested earlier, the tyranny.
Right. Well, thanks for cheering us up, Rob.
Anytime.
Well, it's a very sober subject. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the Weather Modification Organization was formed in 1950. So here we are 67 years later, and they've been working on weather manipulation, you know, for actually longer than that. And, yeah, they've got it down to a very, very advanced science. I gave my best shot to try to explain some of the techniques and tools they might be using. But again, the military's way ahead of me on these things. So, I'm not going to, I might be wrong. So, I gave my best shot. And I encourage the smart listeners on this program and others to work on it as well.
Indeed.
Very good. Thanks, folks.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, the rest of the callers. And thank you so much, Dr. Eric. It's been marvelous having you on.
And great to talk to you again, Deanna. Thanks a lot. And all the
okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.